Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jesse, how are your juicy bits? Jesse, hold on. It sounds like you're slurping them.
Oh, Jesus, he had to ruin my
Canadian
coffee.
Politics is boring juicy bits.
We're back for another very short, fast, juicy bits.
Short and fast. That's how we like to be known.
Rapid, in and out, like some kinds of juicy bit commando. Jesus Christ. Blow up the dam with C4. Get out. Light a cigar as you hang your legs out of a helicopter. That's us.
And drink 10-year-old brandy.
Yeah,
brandy's for grandmothers. So that's what
brandy is for. Sherry.
Isn't that from Ocean's 11? Yeah, that is.
Well, brandy's right. For grandmothers.
Yeah. Oh. No, brandy and grandmother's pearls. I'm misquoting the movie, and it's one of my favorite films, so mind me. Anyway, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I got something really cool for you today. Did you know
that
the North Korean government is really into Reddit?
No, but I mean, like, honestly, when it comes to North Korea, it's nothing surprises me. Like. It's kind of like the States, honestly.
But I almost...
Nothing surprises me anywhere.
The one thing I really struggle with their contributions on Reddit is whether it's a parody or not, because they're almost self-parodying. So there's a subreddit called r/Pyongyang. On there, they post government releases. So there was this one that came out a day ago that was called...
Hold on. I just want to back up. So this is the government posting these for their...
It's like a media release. Yeah,
it's for their residents.
No, because I don't think people in North Korea have read it. I think it's them sharing information with the rest of the world.
Right. That's what that was gonna be my question. Yeah.
Yeah. So the title is Agricultural Mechanization Accelerated in DPRK. And then the body is, in a hearty response to the resolution of the 7th plenary meeting of the 8th Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the machine industry of the DPRK takes measures to realize farm mechanization, the Ministry of Farm Machine Building, and it goes on like that. It's basically just them talking about farm mechanization in a really long post.
What is farm mechanization?
You know, like people not digging holes themselves. You've got a machine to do it for you.
So like stuff we've been doing for well over a century?
Yes. Yeah. But they're talking about it. But the best thing is the comments, because people comment on it as if they're North Korean and they're kind of agreeing with it. But then they obviously parody it, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So there's it ends up, the ministry lets its officials pool their creative wisdom and zeal to accelerate the preparations for an exhibition of farm machines in close cooperation with relevant sectors. Major industrial establishments take steps to solve pressing and significant problems in unconditionally fulfilling their plans for the production of farm machines. So then some people, this one's amazing. Somebody commented, My enlarged bosoms are beaming with pride at our great leader's large tower and poopless frame and wisdom. I sincerely quiver to the thought of how amazing he is for the great people of DPRK.
So, that's awesome.
The seventh plenary meeting of the 8th Central Committee was the most memorable plenary meeting of the 8th Central Committee.
That was great.
And then my favorite one of all, which I one of them just says, "This makes me so wet."
Oh, jeez. Kind of went in a totally different direction there. Sure,
it's just so funny. But I just think it's quite funny that the
way the North Koreans talk to the rest of the world is, it's like aliens have landed and are trying their best to come across as human. You know what I mean?
It is such a cultural.
We too are doing the farming things with the machines and not the people. Look at us doing the things that are humans that you guys are doing as well. We are humans too.
But it just goes to show that, like, if you had a human colony somewhere on another planet and we lost contact for 100 years, everyone, you know, cultures go off on their own branches. It would be so different.
Oh my God, yeah, of course.
But
so they're so isolated.
They're so isolated
from the outside world, right?
Yeah, yeah. They don't get pop culture references. They don't remember Will Smith punching Chris Rock. They didn't get to see that.
It's sad, really. It's like the highlight of the Oscars for the past 100 years.
I know. It was like, you know, and also then they didn't get to see Chris Rock's follow-up on Netflix.
That was disappointing.
But my point is, regardless of your opinion on it, North Koreans aren't even allowed to have an opinion on it.
I mean, they're allowed. They just aren't given access to the stuff to have an opinion on. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this, what does this have to do with Canadian politics?
I don't know. I just found a thing on Reddit.
Do you not remember the title of our show?
Yeah, I know, but we're allowed to deviate sometimes.
I guess. Sure.
Okay. I got another question for you then. Just because we're only done like five and a bit minutes. I got another question for you. Have you tried a chicken Big Mac?
A chicken Big Mac?
They just released them this week, chicken Big Macs.
No. I don't typically eat McDonald's. Like very, very rarely. And whenever I do, immediately afterwards, I'm like, oh, right. I feel disgusting and always do right after eating McDonald's.
The inevitable diarrhea.
Not just physical, like mental. Yeah. I feel just overall gross from head to toe.
It's like there's a moment of sheer joy. You have that first bite and you go, this is such a good idea. Mm-hmm. And then about 30 seconds later, you go, I'm still having a good time. And then as you get close to the end, you go, What did I do? Why do I do this to myself? And then you're right. For the following like 12 hours afterwards, you're like,
you just curl up in a corner.
Never eating that again. So in conclusion, I'm definitely looking forward to the chicken Big Mac.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Tell me more about it.
It's just a Big Mac, and they just put chicken instead of beef burger patties. They call them here, don't they?
Well, I gotta go out and get one.
You should.
And then it immediately feel like horseshit. So today's juicy bits are. I've forgotten the title of our show. I found a fun thing on Reddit. Have you heard of the new chicken Big Mac?
Yeah.
That's what our show has devolved into.
Okay, these aren't the juiciest of all. I'll give you that.
Dear listener, thank you so much if you've stuck around this long. We appreciate you more than you know, okay?
All right. I don't know. Oh, why are people angry at Trudeau? Discuss. There we are. I should do it.
Someone's pointed out, my buddy Howie pointed out to me that in one of the previous juicy bits, it was I commented on the white walk bike run or roll, and I thought, roll, what are they gonna do, lie down and roll, like a, you know, the best of dad jokes. And he pointed out it was probably meant for wheelchair users, and I'm like, ah, shit, yeah, that makes
you
sense.
horrible man,
right?
You deserve
my apologies.
You deserve all the hate.
Right, yeah, I'm going to get it too, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. You undeservedly so.
So I'm going to make a promise to you, dear listener, on behalf of Reese, that these juicy bits are going to be better, right?
Yep.
Reese?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's just going to be, I saw a cool thing on the internet. I mean,
this isn't a juicy bit. This is soggy bit. This is like a room temperature soggy bit.
Somebody described these juicy bits as the news covered by ADHD people for ADHD people.
Oh, I like that.
Shout out to Callie who suggested that.
Can you please title this one instead of a juicy bit, just call it a soggy bit? Because I feel like that's soggy. What this one is. This one's a soggy bit.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this is not a juicy bit.
Okay. Well, right. I'll be back for another juicy bit. Let's end this one now.
Okay.
Because let's never speak of it again. I'm going to bring... Here comes, do you want to say anything?
Hold on. Wait. No, just the regular thing. If you want to fucking... for some bizarre reason, you would like to give us your hot take on today's soggy bit, leave us a SpeakPipe message, speakpipe.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. It'll take you literally 2 seconds. You don't have to leave an email or a name. And we'll play soggy, it on the air if we like it.
Soggy bits. Yeah. Okay. Right. So should we go?
Yeah. I feel like you should spend some time in shame and re-edit our outro music to better reflect the title of this episode.
No, I'm just going to play the other one. Here it comes.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits. Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.